It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955. Frequency prediction. Chinese predictor chart.
Okay. So.
Okay.
If you're wondering what this is about, last week we put up a post asking people how they have either predicted the gender of their baby, not including science, right? Or ways that maybe their parents have done it, or ways that maybe their friends have done it. And we got a lot of responses.
Yeah.
One of which was from Kayla that said, the Chinese gender predictor chart. Says here, it worked for me. Then her friends got involved and said, I only discovered this after I had my two. It was correct for both of them.
Wow.
And then someone else said, it's worked for everyone I know too.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Right, so what have we got so far? We've done the foot test, which foot's fatter.
Foot test, yeah.
And that came back boy.
Yes.
And so we're doing all the tests on moi.
Yeah.
Because
Carly's busy. She's gone through enough.
Well, that's it. You know, she knows what she signed up for, but there's a line.
Yeah.
There's a limit to what I can push her to do. So here we are, right? So we're doing the tests on me. So my right foot was fatter than my left, just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we're having a boy.
Yep.
Then we followed it with the baby hairline. So the first child's hairline at the back.
Mm-hmm.
If it's straight, then the next child will be a girl. If there's a point, the next child will be a boy. And
it was a bit of conjecture with this one.
Yeah. Mainly people said, this is what it is. And you were like, oh, I thought it was this. So.
Well, yeah, I thought it was straight. And so I said, okay, girl. But then I put it to the people and they all voted for point.
Yeah, right.
So, which was boy. So all right, we're making it a boy.
Majority rules. So that's two for boy, which I thought was quite interesting. The Chinese gender calendar predictor chart.
Yep.
Here's what we're going with today.
And it says here, for centuries, eager mothers have looked at the Chinese gender calendar to find out whether they're having a baby boy or a girl. Now, I'm sure that it didn't happen this way back in the day. You just put in a few details. Like, there's an actual art to doing this.
Yeah.
But it's 2021 and we don't have a lot of time, so we've gone to the internet.
100%. So you're on one website and I'm on a different one.
Yeah.
And they both ask for different things slightly. So what is yours?
So mine says, what is your due date?
Yep.
And what is your birth date?
Okay.
Okay.
So the due date is the 25th of July.
Yes, we know that.
And my birthday is the 1st of March, 82.
Exactly, we know that too.
Right. Yeah. So you've hit the presto predicto.
I know what you're having.
Okay, well, let me do mine and then we'll say it at the same time.
Okay, good.
So I'm on a different website and mine says what's your date of birth, so which is the same as yours, but also what's the date of conception. So
do you remember that?
Well, no, obviously not. It's probably
what do you
No, just joking.
It was a Friday night.
Just joking. Exactly,
the weather was balmy.
Right. So what I did was I just counted back 40 weeks from the
that's
due
good.
Date. That
yeah,
seems
yeah, yeah.
like a pretty scientific
when was it?
Way to do it. What? Do you really want to know?
Yeah, like what was the date?
So it's October 18, 2020.
October 18. Okay, I'm going to go through the photos again and see if you were extra spicy that day. What happened? October 18.
Was I looking good?
Yeah.
That day.
We're going to check. I'm going to check. I'm going to pop it up. Guaranteed we were hanging out together at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Gross.
Well, all right. Yeah, that got weirder than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a Sunday. Oh, it was a Sunday night special before work on Monday. All right.
Let's see. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll say go 3, 2, 1, yep. And then reveal.
Okay, ready?
So 3, 2, 1.
Girl. Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. So we've got two tests that have said boy, one that says girl.
I kind of wish it had said boy.
What,
so we could have had three on the
trial.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's all right. We're finding out which ones work.
And which ones don't, because obviously some are going to be 100% accurate.
Yeah, exactly. 50% of the time, it's going to be 100% of the time accurate.
All right.
Your date of conception. And you've gone back through the archives, the little list that you write every time you and Carly
well,
have to take
no,
away.
I counted back 40 weeks from the due date.
Yeah.
That's how I did it. I literally stood there with the calendar and went, 1,
yeah.
2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you exactly what was happening around that period.
Okay. Well, because I went back through my photos and I've got no photos, certainly not of the actual event.
Okay. I've gone back through our texts.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. It's got something to do with me.
Oh, okay.
It's the weekend.
Weird that you would inject yourself into the situation.
I know. It's the weekend that I wrote about all of us going to party in Moggs Creek with Patrick Dangerfield.
Oh.
And I feel like that maybe inspired you in some way, shape or form.
Sure.
Maybe got you up and about. I mean, it is a pretty famous song. We're gonna party in Moggs Creek. Yeah, and you were pretty chuffed about it. Some say a bit too chuffed.
Got me all jazzed up.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I lost my car on the weekend.
But you got it back?
Yeah, I got it back.
Okay, well, there's a happy ending to the story.
Yeah,
that's
because,
fine.
Okay, so I've got priors for this.
Yeah.
It's happened before.
Yeah, okay.
I've lost my car in parking spaces.
Yeah.
And it happened in the city on the weekend.
Like for a split second or like?
No. Like when there's a multi-level situation, like Jimmy and I were at on the weekend, we parked at QV in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And we're just, you know, oh, we're at, you know,
get out of the
us
case.
Country folks.
So excited to be in the big city. Look how tall that building is.
I know. Oh, my God, completely, the history.
Completely forget to have a look at where you've parked your car.
Okay. I knew it was in the B1 area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, actually, it was B2.
No,
because
there's
I said
problem,
to my, I know, because I said to myself, I'll remember where we park because, you know, bananas in pyjamas, B2.
Yeah,
and
sure,
then I couldn't
sure,
remember
sure, sure,
anyway,
sure,
right?
Sure.
I lost our car. Well, we lost. I mean, he was there too. But anyway.
Yeah, no, he can share the blame. He can share the blame.
I lost it for an hour.
An hour? Come on. Surely it can't take. You've got remote. It's not like a 1983
Sigma. No, it doesn't make a sound.
Sigma.
No, my
but
car
the lights
doesn't make
flash
a sound.
And
no, my lights don't flash. Dude, we lost our car for an hour.
How do you do that? To
it's
walk
confusing.
Around just one part of a car
oh,
park.
And my, you know I was in a good mood because it's always hot in there and there's people just driving around like, oh.
Yeah,
and it's like, I'm walking here.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually we found it, but we had to go all the way to the bottom and retrace the steps drove in at. It took us an hour. Once again, it's happened to me at Westfield in Melbourne. It happened to me at the Avalon Air Show when I was a kid.
Did you have a cow in the back of your truck? Were you wearing a tablecloth as a shirt and a straw hat? And was there a banjo involved? My God.
My God, it happens. Have you never, ever misplaced your car?
Yeah, maybe for like a second, but I walk along the aisles hitting the buzzer and then I find my car.
Nah, okay.
Sarah from St. Leonard's, have you lost your car and found it again, mate?
Yeah, I lost it in Sydney at the casino. We were walking around for hours. We couldn't find it, so we had to go call security.
Oh, wow. Oh. And then do they take you in a little, like a little mobile, like a little
golf cart or something?
And then we found it.
Oh, wow. Oh, so was it kind of like Seinfeld where you had to ask people, oh, can you drive us around and try and find our car?
No, and then I lent my a car to my sister, and then it disappeared forever.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that sounds like there's more to that.
That's a police matter, I'd say, that one.
All right, Uma in Mount Dunedin, what about yourself?
Hi, Tom and Loggy. Loggy, I totally understand the anxiety when you that have lost your car because that happened to me, but this is a different story. So, my husband, we woke up in the morning. He was just about to go to work, and then he opened the, you know, main door, and he realized that the car wasn't there.
Okay. Oh.
So we both freaked out. Like, it's like, what happened? Our car got stolen or something?
Yeah.
Overnight, and we both were really, really stressed, and then we're trying to frantically think what to do next. And then I suddenly realized that the night before he has gone to the nearby Coles, and I asked him, have you left your car there? So we quickly went to check the car, and then it was just there sitting.
It was in the car park. He's walked home. He's driven to the shops and he's walked home. Amazing.
See, yes. Tom, yes. It happens. Okay. It
right.
happens, all right?
Okay. That one, that's amazing.
It's not just me. It's not just me.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Tom and Loggy, one of Melbourne, one of Australia's most loved comedians.
One of the world's, Tom.
Oh, okay.
He's worldwide.
Oh, I didn't want to oversell it, but
it's like, you know, Pitbull's Mr. Worldwide. Nah.
Dave O'Neill.
This guy's Mr. Worldwide.
Hey, he joins us now.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, and I'm a big Cats supporter.
You are? Okay. Well done,
my
you.
My wife's from Geelong. Yes. My wife's from Geelong.
All right.
So, yeah, back in the old days before I met her, I used to walk along that foreshore. I had a few drinks. So I patched this girl, but it was one of those bollards. So, anyway,
Well, she still talks about it, Dave.
Yeah, she does.
We've got to sign up there now.
She's following me to the airport. There's a bollard at the airport.
Mate, have you been anyway? You're a busy man. You're taking a break from rolling out about 45 different podcasts to do some live shows.
Yeah. Well, as we know, podcasts make so much money. No, plenty. I've always done live work. I love live work. There's no restrictions, really. And the audience will let you know if you've gone too far. So it's the best fun. And Geelong crowds are always good.
Yeah, they
this is Torquay, but, you know, they're always good.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is the thing. You are coming to the brewery, the Bells Beach Brewery in Torquay, and the lineup is O'Neill, Hocking and Keane. Sounds like an 80s band, Dave. You got a few peeps on the bill with you.
No, I love 80s bands. You guys remember, I was in a band. Do you remember Noise Work?
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I wasn't in them.
I was like, here we go.
What about Boom Crash Opera? Remember Boom Crash Opera?
Yeah.
Hanging
Skin.
Yeah.
No, the guy went to my high school.
Okay. Cool.
The bass player.
Have you found the last kind of 18 months? We haven't caught up with you for ages. So have you found the last 18 months with COVID and trying to keep, you know, the ball rolling?
Well, lockdown was tough. I've got three kids, so it was all homeschooling. It was all Zoom and gloom at my house.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, you got to teach them maths. I'm like, I only saw the first series. I could do Love Island. The Bachelor.
Nice.
And what are the kids learning these days? Tell you what.
Are you giving them, like, do you stand up? Because obviously you got to practice it, right? And are you a comedian that does the sort of practice gigs to kind of roll out the gear and see how it goes? Are you doing that on your family and it's not quite the same?
No, they don't laugh. The other day I went into the milk bar and I got a packet of Gay Times and I hit him behind my back and I said to the guy who I know, Albert, I go, hey, mate, I'm looking for a Gay Time that I put on the counter. I said, I found one, don't worry about it. And my daughter, who's 15, just rolled her eyes. Yeah. The guy goes, look, she's immune to your bad jokes. Yeah.
Do you get down to Geelong much in a non-professional capacity?
Yeah, well, we holiday at Lawn and at the Ballarine Peninsula because my wife's from Geelong and she's still got connections down there. Man, we were just, we went down to, what we do, we read Tom Hawkins' Guide to Geelong on some website, and then we ended up at Munchies on Fraser, this sandwich shop, because Hawkins said it was a good schnitzel roll.
Yeah.
So we did the Tom Hawkins tour of Geelong. And I tell you what, it was a great schnitzel roll.
Hey, he wasn't lying. Excellent. Oh, we'll have to try that one.
He's a good boy, that one. He is a good boy.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, and then you ask the woman in the shop, hey, do the cats come in here? She gives you the whole story. She's Joel Selwood has gravy and chips. He went through the whole menu for it.
That's private information.
Just imagine the guys at their oval and the coaches, because she said the canteen was being renovated at the at Cardinia Park for a while, so they were coming there a lot. And I can just imagine the coach going, all right, an hour break, guys. Go and have something healthy to eat. And they all just go down and have chips and gravy.
Go to KCAF. All right, mate. Well, look, we're very excited to have you back in the professional capacity doing stand-up comedy night at the brewery in Torquay. Bells Beach guys are having yourself, Evan Hocking, Alex Keane. Tickets are $25 if you can get them, because I understand that they have sold out at this point.
Too popular, Dave.
Oh, I can't believe it. Must be all my wife's family. I don't know who they are.
Well, we have managed to jag the last two tickets in town. So 52232955. We'll give them away right now if you'd like to go Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Bells Beach Brewing in Torquay to see some amazing comedy. If you do miss out, they are planning to do lots more shows. So keep an eye on the Bells Beach Brewing socials. And also, What's the Joke Comedy on Instagram is a good one to keep track of. Dave O'Neill, thanks for your time this morning. Chookers for the show on Thursday night. Drive safe on your way down here.
Yes, for sure. And we'll see all the Cats players sitting up the front, I hope. Or at least one or two.
Yeah.
With chips and gravy rolls. They'll be loving it.
Tom and Long. K-Rock.